No, he is not world class. He's not. He's very, very good. And I see that Saka that played against France, yeah? For me, the first half, France didn't have a defence.
Is the girl very, very good looking, buff?
No, because for me, buff is body.
Ooh.
So you want Saka to have a nice body?
Oh.
No, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Never hawks me that. Bro, I'm past it. I'm past it, man. Me and my heyday, Steve-O, you couldn't.
All I know is I set records. I'm the English school's champ. I done standing start and run 10.8 when I was 15. Like, these are that you go and speak to any athletics person.
I still think I was fast.
And then not only that, when I went and done the 40.
You can have a race after.
I went and done a 40 when I was 30. So we're talking about 2018. So how old am I? And I beat the Olympic guy at 40 yards. He's the Olympic runner that was doing it at the time for the NFL Combine. So listen, I'm a freak of nature because I shouldn't be running that quick and I much as I do.
How old was you when you ran 10.8? How old was you when you ran 10.8?
15.
I'll be real, yeah. You know we need to let go of these lads.
10.8 is 10.8
at 15,
bro.
Like, the Russian government would have come and made you
run
on the seas.
No, because Martin Lewis Francis run quicker. Like, this is just...
You
just wasn't in that
it's
league.
Not even that.
How? I would have been about 4. What, when you was 15?
Oh, no, I'm talking to him.
Nah, like,
I'm saying, if you don't understand these times and you think the Russians are going to take me, then it's just that was the times.
I'm just saying...
Standing start.
I'm just saying... You see all these stopwatches that are like it worked. Trust me, bro. Trust
I'm
me.
I'm saying the stopwatches back then.
Yeah, you must have been quick though to stand and start. Now. Though I'll be real. On my life, I used to stand and start as well.
I used to stand. And start.
I couldn't do that.
I didn't join a club. I didn't weren't at no club. They were at clubs.
You took a race after.
I'm done, man. I'll be real. I'm done.
I saw him at football. He was faster than everyone.
Who? Venus. What?
Both 22 players and subs.
I remember when I went to U Lot session with Hypo, bro. Just RIP, but listen, I was with you.
I
moved to everyone, bro. I was the fastest there by far.
He went there.
By far. If he was there, it wouldn't have mattered, bro. There was man faster than him there.
One sec, you kickball with my lot, yeah, and then you say.
So you're faster than all of them, man?
Yeah.
By a country.
Everyone.
Them man.
Are slow on you.
No moves.
And so they're slow on you.
No moves.
Have we started the show?
Oh, is it? Oh.
Oh my god. See, all of them talk there weren't for the show, but I'm not even trying to gas it up and let you know I was English school.
Show starts, you can put the mango away, bro.
But 10.8 is crazy though.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Them old stopwatches though, that's probably like 13 seconds now.
Bro, you know it's crazy, bro. I swear the record for like a 15-year-old is like 10.5 or 10.3.
No, it's probably 10.0. It's probably or whatever, but no, it's not 10. Bro, by the way, you know I done that?
15-year-old.
You know when I done that? 26 years ago. So if you're saying it's the record, it's obviously bullshit. Like, you lot just don't know and you're embarrassing yourselves, to
What's
be honest
obviously
with you.
Bullshit?
You're chatting shit,
no,
bro.
That's it.
Did you go to school with black youths?
Yeah, man.
And there was other fast black youths?
But it's my borough, bro. I'm running against Elwood.
Borough was one of the fastest boroughs, naturally.
Well, I used to do Cane Brent.
On a Jamaican
youth
team.
Am I wrong? Cane Brent. Cane, you Brent?
Yeah, that was.
Yeah,
when
I used to cane him.
Brent,
bruv, you know what English
Brent
schools
was Indian
mean?
Back
it means
then.
I go out of London Brent. And I travel the whole country.
No, I know.
Racing is Birmingham. Racing is Manchester.
I know.
The quickest of the quickest. So you keep talking about your borough.
I wanted to play football.
I traveled the world to do sports.
I played for.
Sorry,
Middlesex.
That's what I'm saying. It's not for this,
man. How do you get to world when you just talk about England? You just spoke about
England. I traveled the world to do sports. Football. I play for England. Like,
talk about running.
I'm on a different. Don't make me talk like this, bro.
We're talking about running, not football.
I'm on shows with Defoe and Colton Coulter. Arguing. like, please, because you don't make me sound like I'm talking down to you, man. I don't want to talk. It's all good. It's all good. You saw me at 40 years old and I beat everyone except Menace, who's active. So just come on. Everyone.
Chat to him nicely, I'll be honest, boys. If you're not going to chat to Steve,
yeah, come on, Loons, man.
You don't have to chat to
And look how I'm doing this now.
No, he's not capping, bro.
Look at this.
That's a caveman thing, bro.
He's not capping, you know. He's
capping about what?
We
was on one topic.
You didn't doubt him. He said he's checking.
So he's got accolades.
10.8, yeah.
I know.
I'm leaving it alone.
Stand and start.
I don't think it's impossible for a black person to run
right,
under 11 seconds. Look.
I made a mess.
You were doing too much on the jump. I'm not going to lie with that.
Wait, a man that can do a standing start, mango? Yeah, should be able to consume a mango more clearly.
What's one got to do with the other?
Man peeled the whole mango.
What's one got to do with the other?
Why is this is Greg's fault. Bro. Greg told him do this, you know.
My bad, man. Bro.
Anyway, Lippy, you gotta get your apology on, bro.
Welcome back to Filthy. We apologize for Steve-O, first and foremost. And secondly, we apologize for not being here Friday. We're not gonna say whose fault it was.
I was here.
You came, you forwarded.
Yeah.
You went mad. I was never gonna make it. Paul is in America, so I'm just gonna give him the excuse that it's another time zone. Man, try to ask if we could do Friday, 9 a.m. So yeah, that didn't happen. We are here.
I could have done it.
I wouldn't have done it, bro.
I don't think, man, no.
I can't be traveling with the office workers to Filthy. Are you crazy, bro? That's too much, bro.
On a commute thing, isn't
it? Yeah, man. On the commute. For real.
Say, Lippy, can I get a picture with my
man?
Yeah,
man. Innit, man's all
briefcase in
man's eye.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The man's just left the mango pill.
Everything.
Everything's there.
Yeah. This is a bad start. From Steve-O, but yeah.
And left his knickers on the bed, bro.
he cut out with the mango like it's a time bomb, bro.
Family,
he's gonna explode. Man,
left his knickers on the bed,
on
bro.
On a caveman thing, bro. That's can what he peel saying, everything bro. Off?
I'll be real, even if you're doing road, why are you buying a mango?
Yeah, that don't make
it. It don't even make sense.
Yeah, you gotta buy the chopped one, man. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Oh, that's yeah, what I'm yeah, saying. Tesco's up the road. Yeah,
you're running around with knife or something.
Straight in the mesh thing.
He went shop with Lumos.
Yeah, you can't go shop with Lumos.
He went shop with Lumos and, you know, Lumos. Jamaican vibes.
He was
did you see
out.
Lumos's interview, Lippy, in the park, and he put on a Jamaican accent?
With his foot to the side. Oh, man, you got mango on the door handle, bro. You're going to make ants run up in the studio, bro. Hey, bro, you see ants?
Yeah, they're
blood.
They've evolved still.
Blood.
They've evolved, innit?
Yeah, listen, they've evolved.
My ute spilt drink in my yard. Yeah? By the time I went to the bathroom to get tissue.
There ants are there already. Yeah.
Formation.
Yeah. Massive
bro,
formation.
I'm killing them. I've just gone into ute mode, just killing ants. But how have I Googled pheromones?
Yeah, let's make more.
If you
more,
kill them,
yeah,
you make more roll. Yeah,
is
more
it?
More roll, yeah.
More roll, yeah, bro. Yeah.
It sends a warning. Like,
no, but you know why they're dumb, though? Because they forward to see what happened.
But have you found a route?
Wouldn't they?
They have a
why
route.
Why ain't they clocked? Bear man that we sent ain't coming back. So, like, so surely what's killing us is still there that now.
Is. You know what it is with ants? It's almost like the blacks with the Argentinians back in the day. They're indisposable.
What about with the Portuguese and the Spanish
the
as well?
Thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what ants can just send them out. Go. They can send
absolutely.
Them to die. Send them to die.
And the Belgians.
Yeah, all of that.
All of them.
Is that political? It is.
Yeah, just
it
letting
is.
You know. It's
you
the
can't
one.
Call black people ants.
You missed the point. No,
all blacks.
No, but you're
all blacks.
It was a metaphor.
All blacks. Blacks is crazy.
Blacks.
The language was specific to how Argentina called them. Yeah, I'm telling you. Listen,
hold tight
Spain,
hold
tight England.
I said
hold tight
Spain.
That's why black people are looky men in Spain, bro. It's dark.
Now you're getting too mad.
It's because of the Moors.
They wear them glasses still.
Yeah, I know. £1 chicken and rice.
They don't sound what? Like that.
They do speak
you
like
go
that.
You go to dude. Spain and still see that.
What do you say?
Of the Moors and that.
What, there's that one that's famous in Marbella, and he goes, "What's it? What's he say? £1 chicken and rice," and he's got the. He does all that.
Oh, the looky man.
Yeah, see? Never seen him, bro.
He's vibe. He's, yeah, man.
That's how they are. That's how black people are in Spain, bro.
Looky.
They are dark because near the equator. Trust me. But
he's got all the race, baby.
You are on the edge, boy.
You hit the nail on the head, bro. This is the black man then, bro. Always on to the brothers. Don't worry, man. Brothers.
Who, me?
Yeah.
We're going to talk. We'll talk about that segment.
No,
that segment. Now, not you. We got. We'll talk, boys. Saily
on a daily.
This episode of Filthy Fellas, of course, is brought to you by Saily. Traveling soon to the World Cup? No, because it's over. Congratulations, Spain. Check out Saily, the eSIM app that gives you affordable mobile data in over 200 destinations worldwide. Instead of paying expensive roaming fees or hunting for local SIM cards, just download the app, choose a plan, and get connected as soon as you arrive.
Saily offers flexible plans for every budget, built-in security features to help block trackers and malicious sites, easy data usage tracking, and 24/7 customer support.
Download Saily from your app store or scan the QR code on screen right now, which is currently on Biscuits.
No, but they can't face. See you. They can't see you.
Use code FILTHYFELLAS at checkout for 15% off your first purchase. Full details are in the episode description box and pinned comment below. Saily.
On a daily. Ooh. Big up yourselves.
R&B one. Before we start, we just want to thank our sponsors for their support during the World Cup. That is Limitless, Saily on the Daily, Hood Rich, FIFA themselves, and Revolt TV. Thank you, everybody.
The World Cup is over and Spain are champions.
España.
Mm-hmm.
España.
Wait, can I just say something? No. The final. For me, it's one of the deadest finals I think I've ever seen. And I might be wrong. There's probably someone could... In the comments, oh, do you remember this one? Or you probably got one. But for me, it was
1994. Sorry, 1994. Argentina, Italy. No, Brazil, Italy.
But that was
nil-nil.
The only other one that was a 0-0 going into extra time. So you've probably heard the commentator say that. But there wasn't much to talk about.
I remember watching it. Baggio missed, didn't it?
And Argentina, very negative. I hate it. I hate it and I love to see them cry.
They say anti-football.
You know it is?
Yeah. Anti-football don't get you there, bro. Come on.
Brother, they done... extra time and scraped nearly every round.
But they
round.
Weren't anti-football. That's just come on, man. They're jumping
anti-attacking
on.
Football. No,
bro.
Anti-positive
they play,
football.
They play one way, innit? The way they play is everyone behind the ball, but Leo, when we win it, we give it to him. That's how they've been playing all tournament. Nothing's changed. It's they just went against a team that is press resistant. Everyone's press resistant in that Spanish team. So when they're doing their three-man press, these men can turn out, give it to the goalie. Even at the start of the World Cup when we was saying about Unai Simon playing against Wright, I know why the dude conceded one goal. One goal, whole World Cup, you know. Dope with his feet when they're giving it back. He's can make the switch.
That's Kubasi.
Kubasi, he's the centre-back.
Kubasi is
goalie.
Cold.
Oliver Black, he told us about him as well. He defo said Kubasi passes the ball out. Big drip, like he said it time ago. But yeah, how Argentina wanted to play, how Spain plays, it was men versus boys, man. You can't get the ball off.
Which
Spain.
A men versus boys final is terrible, but there was 20 attempts.
That was a bad final.
Yeah, 20 attempts by Spain, 2 to Argentina, which none was on target. Unai Simón didn't have to make a single save. And to be fair, even the saves that Martinez made, they weren't great.
I think he played well, though.
He played well because you still got to keep it out. But even the one that they were going, oh, crazy, because it was so bad. 90th minute, Lamal takes a shot. It's not it's going on target, but it's not, you know what I mean? And they're like waxing lyrical about it, mate. It was so boring.
I'll be honest, man. I think Argentina, man, I agree with you, Steve. I think they kind of crook their way to the final. Mm. Like that tactic, that's not a good tactic.
You can't crook your way to a final, yeah?
My team has just played a whole season not as bad as that and got ridiculed every week. The man turn up here and say it's okay because they've been playing... Bro,
no, but the difference is they're not relying on corners, isn't it?
Yeah, as much as I hear,
they're relying on one player though.
They was.
But the difference is
corners.
Bro, the difference is we were actually good, bro. We had several players that worked towards us winning things last season. If Argentina won, it would be the worst champions ever. First and foremost, yeah. For you to get the ball, win it. Then give it to a 39-year-old, bro. It's not good. Because when that was happening against Spain, like you said, who are ready for that, let's have it right. We love Messi. He's the best player we've ever seen. He didn't do anything in that final. Because they're fine, because the tactic is the way it is. Do you mean give it to him and then he does what? It's Kabasi and them man.
Okay, cool,
now.
But okay, that's all that is. I agree with majority of it, yeah. But like you're saying, England shut down that. Give it to the like the high press on him, bro. Someone, two other people turned up. It happened, didn't it? The game Alvarez won. It's not always him. It's just Spain were too good. You get it? And like you're saying, he's 39. Like you're saying that,
England
I
should
agree.
Be kicking themselves.
Absolutely.
If we're being honest, yeah, England should be kicking
but
themselves.
But let's be real here.
They're not in that final.
Well, let's be real here.
Yeah.
When Messi done them, to Jude.
To Bella. Yeah.
No one expected what happened. You know what I'm saying? We were here watching it together. When he done that face to Jude, I was like, oh.
I only see that yesterday, you know.
Broski.
Someone told me about it yesterday.
Give him that, bro.
I don't care about that, bro.
No, but bro, he went back to 27-year-old Messi. He went like that.
But we're talking about the final.
No, but I'm saying, like, he's saying about the tactics here. But like I say, Spain are press resistant. How he plays, how he enjoys football is how Spain want to play football. They know how to nullify that. You get what I'm saying?
Spain nullify everything.
Yeah, they nullify everything.
And then they keep the ball, pass it around.
Cape Verde done what Spain done to Argentina when they nullified Lamine, you know, the 0-0 mm-hmm. game. You just put everyone that side. It sounds weird, but it works, innit? And you saying they scammed their way there? They didn't, bro.
They did. Bro.
They definitely didn't.
When I say scam, I'm not talking, even on a decisions thing. I'm just talking like, I'm talking quality of football wise. Like it weren't
great. I'm saying there's Buki, there was very
Buki.
Name me three.
What decisions?
Decisions for Argentina. Sorry,
don't get involved.
Bro, there's reels. There's social.
I'm
graphic,
asking
there's,
you.
Yeah, but that's so because he, even if he couldn't name them, we could all name
them. But
don't
do that. Why not?
Don't do that.
Why not?
I want to talk about the final only. Did Man see Nico Williams' disallowed goal, bro?
Yeah, crazy.
That is another insanity.
What was he disallowed for again?
Said on his foot.
They said. The ref blew the whistle first. So it couldn't be a goal and go to VAR, basically.
Yeah, but that's the rules, though.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Broski, it's
are
not.
Are you mad?
Broski, this is
he
mad.
He shouldn't
this
have blown his whistle.
He shouldn't have blown his whistle.
But, yeah, I agree with that, but what is right?
That is the rule.
That is the rule.
It's done. That's it, then. No? Because you. No, he said it. I'm wrong.
Bro, the whole point is, the whole point now, there's VAR now. If there's.
Let it roll.
Exactly. Let it happen. So you could. Because he knew that would definitely go on, he blew the whistle, bro. Cause and then when they rechecked it, they said, yeah, it wasn't a foul.
Oh, but fine, I'm not defending all this, but I just know the rules in regarding VAR. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If the game if the game stops and the foul happened and that foul happened,
we're saying he shouldn't
one
have set, done
one
it.
Set, and they restart, yeah, and the game restarts, you can't go back.
Yeah, yeah. We know that.
We know that.
We know that.
So it goes both ways.
We know that. We're not saying that. Luke.
So what's illegal then?
They're agreeing with you though. They're agreeing with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but what's illegal?
The let it go. If the next phase yeah, after yeah. my man's foul getting fouled is a shot. Let it go.
Okay.
Yeah, then after you see
it's
if it's
hindsight,
a foul.
Though.
No, it's not hindsight.
No, it's not.
That's
it's
not hindsight.
What they've been doing.
This is the
how many
exactly,
goals?
Exactly. If it was an isolated incident, I wouldn't talk about it. I'd just say it's unfortunate Spain still won. I'm not gonna sit here and nitpick. But at the same time, bro, we've seen a madness. Now, let's have it right. Even their behavior during the game. Brother, are you and this is
but
what
we're not
defending.
Gonna act like they ain't been doing that all tournament though.
All tournament, bro.
Aggressive behaviour.
Nah, they're
it's
doing
not about
much,
aggressive, bro.
They're doing too much.
Did I mention Beanos. Aggression? I mentioned aggression.
Look, yeah, if Argentina, yeah, go and try and play football against Spain, they're going to get battered.
Exactly.
So they've got to use
oh,
all
no,
the dark arts.
I get it. I get it.
I'm not complaining.
So when all of these
them.
Things are what they're doing, they're trying to get in their head. It's clearly not working, isn't it?
I'm not even
so
talking about
So how Argentina
that.
Moved, yeah, I understand
it.
It
yeah.
Because I was going to play like
no
that
one hates
if I
nothing.
Played against a football inside.
All the South American teams were moving a bit. Like
so what are you saying? Are you saying it was corrupt then? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they do,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But it's just
so how come, if it's corrupt?
I'm saying, because they didn't win, that's what you're going to say, right?
No.
So what was the
saying if, like, so you see, like, when they came back against England, none of those goals were corrupt.
Well, he fouled Jed Spence.
All right, then, so that goes to a draw. So that's one of the goals. It's still a draw. Mm. Yeah, and they were battering.
And there's probably players
but how do they change the tide of the play? How do they make Tuchel make them substitutions?
Right,
how do you do
here's
all
an
that?
Example, right? Here's an example of, for me,
I don't know,
a bit of weirdness yesterday's final. At the end of the game, they gave 4 minutes of injury time.
Five.
I think it was four.
Five.
Sure, five? I gave 5 minutes then of injury time. it was so much more. But what that did is that extended a game that's more adverts, that's more paper, like not pay-per-view, more adverts and just more money because it's an extra 30 minutes of football, right? Because that, for me, there was so much more than 5 minutes. And I couldn't get my brain right. Why would they want it to, of course they wanted the final to go to extra time. They want to extend it as long as possible so they get more, the sponsors get more out of their package, you know what I mean? So for me, that was just one thing. I'm like, and that's been happening. Like the water breaks. Like I was there at the game, I'm standing and I'm there and I'm cold. I've had to put my jumper on, but they're having water breaks. Yeah. And when I look up at the stadium, it was Powerade. I was like, oh, they've already sold this package. So there's a lot of packages that got sold and they have to do what we had to do when we was away, deliverables, you know what I mean? Yeah, so in deliverables, it wouldn't be, especially with FIFA, what we know about FIFA, big up the sponsor.
That's like the number, what you're talking about is like the Americanization of sport. It happens in, they do it in basketball. Basketball's supposed to be an hour, but they extend it to two hours, 3 hours.
Let's have it right. Messi was a deliverable. He was a deliverable.
That's true.
There was a brand deal saying he had to do something.
And Lamel, you mean?
We said that the pitch for the final, because we saw the pitch for the final before the tournament, and it looked a little bit dodgy, a little bit dry.
Like Loons' hair, yeah?
A little bit dry. And it weren't great when the match happened. Obviously, at halftime, they put a big pink sheet with bad messages on it.
So before the game, and this was crazy, it was mind-boggling, they were actually doing some rehearsals. So on the pitch, remember, football should come first. Yeah. And this is what Wayne Rooney was upset about, is football should be first. And I mean, I've done a lot of filming around pitches, and I'm telling you, even when we're contracted to be on the pitch, to film with the players, the groundsmen, they don't want us on the pitch, they don't want us nowhere near it. So the fact that you had Tom Cruise doing some monologue, which, by the way, he was out of time with the music. I love a monologue. I love putting heroic Hans Zimmer music to my monologues. He was out of time, and he tried to catch up with it, and he was still out of time, right?
He was doing a madness.
All of that going on before a football game. I was thinking, hang on, this is kicking off in 5 minutes,
it's
right?
Like an NFL game.
Are the players hearing this? Is it taking their focus away? Do they know that this is just part of it now? And it's only America, by the way. This won't happen when they do the Euros. The Euros are next in England, right? I don't think they'll do that here or nothing like that. But
you better learn, man. If they want to make money. Learn.
Yeah, but they're making enough money from football, obviously, right? Over here anyway.
I don't think it will happen in England.
Bro, selling those half-time packages.
Yeah, all of that. You're not wrong. Before you go, though, there is one thing, though. The advertisement and the rules and regulations in America
are different.
So they can do everything. Everything can have a sponsor.
Absolutely. Yeah. So. But it's just like, that's why those final tickets are more, because you're not just going to the final, you're also going to a concert. And listen, don't be surprised, bro. It won't happen at club level, but at a major final in Wembley Stadium, and they can get me.
Why wouldn't you? You might remember this.
Show makes sense.
Do you remember the Premier League early on? They used to have cheerleaders in that.
Some teams, Crystal Palace,
Selhurst Park, and all the rest of it. Monday Night Football was spectacular. Yeah, Super Sunday meant, because we got it from the American playbook, right? So I'm not mad. I've been to Super Bowls. It's the most incredible. I see Shakira at a Super Bowl. It's incredible. It's one of the most incredible things, but
it's a big show, isn't it?
You're there. We're here. You know what I mean? Rugby there. So cricket here.
So obviously, we're talking about all of these sponsorships. So our man saying there was a fix in the World Cup.
No. I'm just saying that. They had their story at the start of it. And there was space for it to go that way, maybe three alternative endings or whatever, but they definitely had a story and they played into it.
So just quickly go into the Premier League quickly. Do you like remember that interview with the owner of the Premier League, and he said every few years I want a different team to win it. So do you reckon it's like basically happened like that?
Yeah, man. We're getting info.
Is it basically like that though? Is that what you lot are saying?
That's totally different.
No, I'm saying, is it similar?
I reckon it'll be similar. Infantino's got a plan.
They want a certain team to get to the final, or you don't think FIFA had it like that.
They will have favourable teams though, the favourable nations.
Listen, I know you lot have spoke about it, and we want to keep it to the madness around the final.
Arsenal fans know
where
I'm
going. But you only have to look at the American reinstatement of the player. Like, that is...
Balogun.
Mm. Yeah, the Balogun team
that's
is
it.
Mad.
But they still got whipped. So if there was a fix,
but
like,
it's called helping.
Yeah, no, of course.
I can help you, I can give you handicap,
that put the
right?
game into disrepute. I was like, huh? A suspended one game suspension for and Kwanzaa then gets two games. But yeah, I did think it was funny, but then they got smacked with the game that he came back. So then I was like, if there's a fix, then they didn't fix it. Do you get me?
The pre-final talk was around, quote unquote, the maddest photo ever taken, which was baby Lamine Yamal being bathed by Messi.
AI. So
they asked Marino about it, and that's what he said. He said when they first saw it, they thought it was AI, but Lamine's mum and everyone confirmed that it is real.
Legit.
You believe them?
Yeah. She used to work for UNICEF. Real, that was her shirt sponsor.
That's mad.
Yeah.
So because she...
No, she won a in work draw, like, to the speed of Barcelona.
The was, okay.
But there was like a few players. Yeah. A few players took pictures
Imagine
with different...
No way.
The players took pictures with different children. Yeah. And it just happened. Just so happened that he got messy. Mad, Lamine bro. Got messy.
My mum used to work... My mum was a nurse and she was worked for UNICEF around that time. So I didn't know that. I've got a picture with Puyol.
With Puyol?
With Puyol?
Yeah,
he's your age, bro.
Puyol.
He's tickling your balls, mate.
Rotted, man. What are you doing there?
That's what you're doing. Ah.
Hey.
You're the same age, bro.
He's 50 odd, brother.
Barry said Puyol.
Anyway, go on.
Very baby for me.
Curly head thing.
What are the chances that Yamal would eventually play in the same position for Barcelona and held in the same acclaim as Messi? I got a theory to that.
What are the odds? What would you say the odds are?
I think
600 billion.
This is my thing, yeah? if I got a... You got a son, right? I got a son, yeah? If one of our sons takes a picture with Kylian Mbappe, he's more likely to make it, bro.
Yeah.
Just seeing that every day. That motivational
picture.
Bro.
Before anything's
happened,
yeah,
I'm with Messi.
I'm
telling, bro, Messi.
No, but have you seen
that's
that?
Not a normal footballer. No.
Bro, it's way much more than a picture.
Beanos,
bro,
one sec.
See that Yamal and Messi situation? That's just a freak of nature. Like, we can't even explain how that happened. Like, it's just something so rare.
I reckon there's something to what he's saying.
Because put it this way, he's from Barcelona, yeah? He's from the area. He's from that area, yeah? He was going to grow up liking football and being a Barca fan, yeah? Think about how we were when we first started to understand the teams we supported. We loved it, bro. It became our life. Well, imagine we could do that with a picture. Brother, if I had a picture with Henri as a youth.
But hang on, I'm
when
sorry.
When does the picture play a part?
Yeah. Nah, it's only a baby. It's inspiration.
It's inspiring seeing Messi.
I hear what you're saying, like, but I hear what you're saying.
That's the reality. You're with Messi, bro.
Okay, so let me just ask you a question. Uh-huh. He is in a bath, yeah?
Yeah, in a bath.
When does that become motivation? Yeah. Like, I could understand if he's seven, and if you're seven and you've got that picture of Messi, then yeah,
he's
I get it.
Exactly.
He's got the picture of Messi
well.
At seven.
Listen, let's talk about the picture in hand, him in the bath. I don't see how that's motivation.
Listen to the phrase, I was bathed by Messi.
Mm. You're going to think you're touched by God.
Messi. This ain't Messi.
Christening.
You see, by the time he understood that picture, everybody told him, brother, that's the best footballer ever. Are you mad, blood?
Hold on.
2 seconds. 2 seconds. It's the
2%.
2 seconds. Guess what happened? He got up, 4 years old. He kicked a ball. He used his left foot. Everybody said, oh.
Ooh,
it's maybe happening, Rick. Maybe. You know them ones. Manifest. I'm telling you.
Exactly. By the way, I'm hosting this, so I can go next. Yeah, that's why I love it, Greg. In it, Greg. Yeah.
But I was going to tell you something about it.
I'm joking,
Greg. But you see, Lamine, they're from. he got scattered at four, yeah? At Barcelona, yeah? And he was okay. And when he started doing well, he had a. When he was six, he broke a record, innit? And then they found the picture. Then they moved him to La Masia. And then, like, when that picture exists, They just channeled.
That was the root,
and that's called manifestation.
He's lived there since he was 6 years old, you know.
That's called manifestation, bro.
He's lived there since he was six.
Bro, you need to hear it. Let Steve-O land. Let Steve-O land.
So the fact that when Messi took this picture, he was a youth.
He was
probably just doing his press duty. You understand? PK probably done one, whoever. And it was just... So the fact that he was just
Where's the kid that was with, was Ronaldinho there at the time? Like, who was the other star there?
And the only reason this picture is so serious is because it's Lamine, because he's become what he's become.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. Like, and by the way, everything you just said there is basically what happened was manifestation. Like you've talked it into existence, right? But there's a million other kids over the world that's had a picture with Messi that... It could be, it ain't done shit. They're in jail or whatever they're doing now. trust me.
They didn't get beamed by Messi, though.
But this one here, because there was a little sign, it was like, oh, a glimpse, a little spark, the fire. They blew onto it and manifested it and it worked.
You know what Messi
does.
Let's be real.
None of them turned up in the final. So it didn't do shit at the end. Yeah, didn't do.
He had a moment where he looked threatening. Yeah. But
he could have scored. He had an opportunity to score.
Who's talking about Lamine?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. We're not going to talk about the touch and the pass that he put through for the.
Well, that's offside.
Allowed.
But it wasn't. Because I'm confused with offside
now. Bro?
I thought it was. Any part of your body you can score with.
Yeah.
Oh, so his shoulder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Which is mad, like it's rubbish. It's rubbish. I think Arsene Wenger, his rule needs to come
ASAP. The space. Daylight in between.
Yeah, daylight.
That ain't.
Because we get taught to lean.
I think that one's coming in. I think it's coming this season.
It's coming.
Yeah, man. See, Steve-O, that's where you're spot on. Because when I
see your rule though, from back in the day when you're talking about your lean,
yeah.
That's okay. That can't work now.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was taught. As a forward, I was taught bend my run and lean. Like, so you've got that, like...
But they shouldn't change the rule. Yeah. If it's any part of your body you can score with, that makes sense. Because say your shoulder's forward, you score with that. You're offside, bro. Like,
but it still should be daylight. I agree, daylight.
You know what I was thinking as well? Like, so obviously, as I said, it was his shoulder, right? So it's any part of the body that can score is offside, right? He goes through, scores with his right foot. What should happen is you go back and say, hang on, was it his right foot that was offside? Or if he did score with his shoulder, disallowed. But the fact
do you know
that
why
he never scored
though,
with the body,
because you're using a part of your body in to stay on the side, to gain advantage.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You get me? So
yeah, but in that instance, he was just running.
Oh, by the way, that wasn't my idea. That was Greg's. That was Greg.
As soon as he got shut down, he said, yeah, not me.
But you know what? You see, Yamal, next season will be his fifth season as a pro. I asked you, Lippy, because I heard someone say he's competed football, but he hasn't. He hasn't done the Champions League, right?
That's it.
But has he won in football? Not completed it. You can still win and not complete.
Bro,
has he won?
To be 19 and just have the Champions League to go.
Elite start, isn't it?
Yeah.
Take away the domestic stuff, yeah? To be 19 and have won the Euros and the World Cup. Talk to me.
Mbappe
had
done that by then? No.
He won the World Cup. Do you understand what I'm saying?
So he's got a Euros, a World Cup, three La Ligas, one Copa del Rey, and two Super Copa de España.
And he's still in education.
Is he?
No, 19. They showed him and Messi the same age, yeah? And Messi had 11 goals, 4 assists at 19. 11, at exact same age as Lamine is. And then Lamine's got 56 goals, 56 assists.
Okay, but can I just ask you one question, though? I just want to ask you one question. What does that mean?
The same age.
Yeah, but what does it mean? Are you like?
It means your Yamal's like, better at this age.
At this age, he's better.
Yeah, that's what it means.
It could mean
that he's going to be better.
It could mean that he's got more responsibility in his team than what Messi had. Because Messi had Ronaldinho and all, yeah.
So let me ask you this question then, yeah? If Lamine was better than Messi at 19, yeah? At what age does Lamine now dip? that Messi's better than him.
It says, you tell me. It says, does he have a 96 goal season? Does he have that trajectory?
Is he going to be able to?
Is he going to be able to continue?
Is he going to be able to do 20 seasons?
Not season, 96 goal year.
It's never going to happen.
Sorry, my bad.
I think, obviously Messi became what he became, innit? But I think it's clear, innit? Teenage Jamal is better than
Teenage Jamal is probably the best teenager we've ever seen. Other than R9.
No.
R9.
Can I say this? Lamine at 16, best 16-year-old I've ever seen. He's not better than Mbappe at 19.
Yeah, he's not. That's what I was
saying.
He's not.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Yeah.
But I hear you, but as he...
And I know football don't work like this. But
I think he understands the game better than Mbappe. That's what I was trying to get. Yeah.
That's you, Pete. Do you know why that's a lazy statement? Because a man do this, Mbappe's fast. He don't get things.
No, I'm not saying he's fast.
But that's where that comes from. That's the only place.
There's an argument.
His game's more technical.
There's an argument that 17-year-old Mbappe was as good as 17-year-old Lamel.
Facts.
At Monaco. This is how good Mbappe is, by the way.
I think he was better.
Monaco days Mbappe was a problem. No, he was like,
for me, Mbappe is the best young player I've ever seen. Ever.
Is it?
For me, the best young player I've ever seen is Mbappe.
What, your best young? I'm not lying, Neymar was...
Yeah, but he was in Brazil.
That's the problem for me. I'm talking about in Europe.
Joseph Kanepakep.
I don't know who that is.
Best young player I've ever seen.
That's before, man.
Joseph
Kanepakep. Must be before my time.
Just grow up, bro, man. Stay asking more questions, bro.
We talk about the halftime show?
Foolishness.
Lippy said it, but what the hell was that? R9, you liked it? R9 and Ronaldinho driving Madonna around, her rubbing their heads like they're mandingos.
I was 6 beers deep or something, yeah. But I thought it was decent. Like, I'll be real.
You just said it. 6 bears deep, bro. Let me tell you about Jenny. Yeah, let me tell you about Jenny. Yeah. There was a girl called Jenny I met once, yeah. And I'm a lightweight. I was 3 bears deep. And let me tell you, Jenny, yeah, I still think about her, even though I know I shouldn't. So yeah, it's the bears can make things, yeah, heighten.
The lineup made no sense. As we said, R9, the driver, Dino and the passenger, Madonna rubbing their heads.
Yep, how crazy much of a bag do you think they got for that?
Big money, man.
Yeah, of course.
Might be a part of their FIFA contracts or depending.
Madonna ain't got no FIFA contract.
No, I'm not talking about Madonna. I'm more talking about R9 and Ronaldinho.
Did you not see Robbie Williams on German TV?
Yeah. Oh, mate.
Did you see the packet drop out of his nose?
Oh.
And he put it on his forehead.
Yeah, he put it stuck on his forehead. Dude.
Come on, that might have just been a bit of fluff. I want to talk about something. Like one of my favourite shows growing up was The Muppets. I used to love Kermit.
Sesame Street.
The Muppets. Two different.
Isn't it?
Is it same? Two different things?
Nah, Kermit and that. That's
Kermit's from Sesame Street?
Yeah.
No way. Yeah. Well, they're not The Muppets.
I'm sure Kermit's in the Muppets.
It's a separate thing.
Yeah,
it's not
The
Muppets and Sesame Street.
No, they're the same.
They're not different, bro.
They're the same.
What, Jim? Jim,
it's the same world.
Anyway, relax
Kermit's
yourself.
Not, that's the Big Bird, no?
Yeah, that's the
Kermit
same
world.
Kermit
is with same world. Sesame Street. No, The Muppets are The Muppets. Okay, so let me talk about The Muppets, because I love The Muppets. I love Kermit, I love Gonzo, and I love Miss... Man, back in the day when my brothers say, Kev loves fat birds, yeah? And they were right. I love Miss Piggy. Thank you. Isn't it? I know you. Hey, yeah?
Was Jenny like that?
Yes. Oh. You know that, right? Okay. But I kind of think that she spoilt my.
She is from Sesame Street.
Yeah, yeah. But I think they kind of spoilt my Coldplay, man. I love Coldplay. I don't love Coldplay.
Maybe 4 songs, except for
Yellow, Magic, Viva,
I don't even have these songs.
That Paradise tune.
Paradise. I didn't like that they spoke my Coldplay, man. Like, turned it real corny. And I love Chris. I love Chris from Coldplay.
Did you see when the commentator saw a picture of Pharrell and said, yeah, AKA Rocky, or ASAP called
him. No way.
Yeah, called him AKA Rocky, and it was.
But you're not gonna call him racist, because when I mistake people, you say that I'm racist.
Bro, you know who they are.
So I knew that geezer that was in America.
I do not assume Guy Mowbray knows who ASAP Rocky is, bruv. You get what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro.
Anyway, the real World Cup was played on Saturday, bruv. England versus France.
No way.
Yeah, that's the real World Cup final. No,
that was the one we wanted to see.
Yeah. I didn't.
No? Because you're a hater.
No, I just want the, I you want hate, the teams that
you, you,
win.
You don't even like
there.
The flags going up, do you?
No. No, I don't.
I'm saying, I'm not saying.
That's why there's none on my road. Wicked man, no.
What's man talking about? The flags. Oh, you can't live a certain part, man. It's treacherous.
So you see it. You see it, innit? I see it. We see it.
You know, you want to get out for a piss, you look up and see.
You know, it's a couple World Cups ago, or Euros, I had a flag on my car, innit? And I proper repping. Yeah. But see now. I can't put a flag on my car.
I had this
it's the wrong message.
Yeah. I had this theory. I was a bit
during the World Cup.
I was a bit down when England didn't make it to the final yet. And I said, you know what? Tommy Robinson and all those men, English men marching and that. You lot don't deserve the World Cup, you know. Telling everyone forget that. You lot don't deserve it. Yeah? Oh, just making up, just turning up being racist, big 2026. You get me? Just now, yeah, everything's wrong. Every black person, you lot don't deserve it. And that's why you lost, yeah? Get behind your team. Half the team ain't
no,
even
we lost because of Thomas Tuchel.
No, I understand. I didn't say it's his fault. I didn't say it's no one's fault. I said they don't deserve it. Tommy Robinson, that man would have been cheering. Half the team, three quarters of the team's black. You get me? They're not going to be supporting no black man in any other way. Yeah. So yeah, sit down right now.
Yeah, but we wanted to win it though.
Are they out? Anyway, this is political.
I did too, but I don't think
they like black people, but they don't like.
They don't pretend to. Anyway, no marches in Spain.
England finished third in the World Cup. What do we think of that?
Well done.
Yeah.
They overachieved, bro.
It's not the highest placed finish since 1966.
It's not no easy feat.
That's the year you were born.
Mm. Bro, that's 2 years before you were born then. So you just stay in the car with me, man. Or stay on the horse. You're so old. Yeah.
I was born in 1994, bro. That's US 94, bro. You know the American World Cup.
That's what I was born in.
It's a new born, isn't it?
I'm going to 91.
What? 91? I'm younger than you.
I said 97. He's trying to push the man down the line.
Come on. Oh my God. Let me go because you see you. Right.
Is that what he said?
Let me tell you this. So we'll start with this. Obviously, Saka scored a hat trick and he said post-match, and this is a quote, I'm fit and I wanted to play more. He was smiling when he said it and he was talking his truth, not so much to have a dig at the manager, but just to say, look, I was fit and I would have represented my country given the chance, right? Yeah. But you on Twitter, because I follow you on Twitter and I actually follow you and I do click on your name. I'm saying, what's Lippy been talking about this week? Mm-hmm. And you were telling people, all right, enough's enough. It's time to admit that the guy that scored a hat trick at the World Cup mm-hmm. is world class. Mm-hmm. Talk some more on that.
So yeah, I just think Saka and world class has been a conversation after like his first full season as a footballer.
Because
us as Arsenal fans, we got carried away, got in there early, you get me? We hadn't had a wonder kid in ages. So naturally him, he's got the 7 shirt, left footed. We're thinking, yeah, he's the one. He lifted the FA Cup for us. That was enough, bro. We're saying this you... is world class. We're finding routes to say he's world class. We're doing the whole in his position, only X amount of players are better than
consistency
him.
Consistency and
but
all these
now, yeah. 2026, yeah? They've asked for him to do it on certain stages. I've seen him do it Champions League, World Cup, Premier League, which he's won now. You understand? Euros. He's done it everywhere.
Don't do that, man. Okay. Don't do that.
All right.
Because you asked for him to do it in a Champions League final. He didn't do it.
So because he didn't do it in one game.
Because the bigger stage.
The
bigger stage.
You see Bernabeu, missed penalty. Forwards on Courtois again, dink. Right, that's not world class.
Let me ask you this. So one second. Remember, these competitions ain't one-off games, right? So when we're saying you want him to do it in a Champions League, we want him to play well enough that his performances make your team get far. Whether it's a final or whether or not.
Which he did.
Which he did. Yeah. We wanted him to play for England And the players that play, all the players, if you're world class, you don't go and play for England and you go and take us, that, and that's what they're doing.
Which he did. So,
What did he do? They want him to play in the league. We want your numbers in the league to be so good that your team can now challenge.
Which he did.
Which he did. So now, once it, Brinos, has he not?
When? This season?
Just since he starts, what I'm saying.
Okay.
Thing he said. He said from his first season. That's what he said.
Saka is a very good player.
Even I've had to change
this
my mind.
This season, he has dipped in form. I'm not taking nothing away from
him. But he can still be world class and not on form.
No, yeah, he is not world class. He's not. He's very, very good. And I see that Saka that played against France, yeah? For me, the first half, France didn't have a defense.
Is the girl very, very good looking, buff?
No, because for me, buff is body.
Ooh.
So you want Saka to have a nice body?
Oh. Man,
that's crazy. That's crazy.
You never hawks me that.
That's crazy.
I got to
continue. So anyone who played in that first half for England, yeah, I can't rate it. Because if, and I'm happy Saka scored a hat-trick because you're representing England, yeah? But the way France deployed, if that was a semi-final, they wouldn't have deployed like that.
Yeah, I don't believe it. That's the World Cup final. That's the third and fourth place
playoff.
Yeah,
the game would have never went
that game there, even what Rooney said, he doesn't believe those goals in that game should count to the World Cup. Yeah, it it's not part of the initial tournament. This is just to see who becomes third and fourth. Messi should have took away the highest goal scorer. He should have. Those goals Mbappe scored, everyone's laughing after.
Then don't play the game.
I don't believe he should.
Biscuit.
It's here though, man.
So can I ask you, what does Saka have to do then to be world class, in your opinion? What more does he have to do?
Oh, he's got to be consistent.
But no, I'm saying he ain't been consistent because this season he's not been good. So you can't have two good seasons, then a bad season.
But he's had four. Come on, man.
But do you know what it is? Okay, yeah.
This is
Can I just say this?
And he won a league title.
See, to be good, yeah, like world class, yeah. Yeah. Like, I get you can be world class, yeah, and have performances, yeah. But then it's like, when does your performances, yeah, they need to
get you over the line.
Get you something. Me just playing well week in and week out. Yes, I can be world class. You either need to make the move and go somewhere where what you're bringing to the team wins you something.
You just won the league.
He played. He had a mediocre season this year.
By his standards.
Yes, by his standards.
His floor level, yeah, is players that you think is near him ceiling, bro. On his worst game, he's going to be creative. In his worst game, he's going to pass a man. Worst season, he's going to get double digits assists.
Is there something to say that maybe, even though the last season was a bit low for his standards, that his previous seasons and how he played have probably lifted the players around him.
Now
when it gets into this one, when he drops off a little bit of form, because of his previous seasons and the things that he's lifted his team, they can now, so it all works hand in hand with the team.
See where it is there? See, I think Saka is a very good player. I'm not saying he's not good, but then it's the Arsenal fans where they're putting him, what is contributing to me saying,
Where are we putting him?
Putting him up with all the big boys.
Who's the big boy?
Inform Salah. You lot hear man say that is better than Salah.
Cool. All right, cool. Inform. Hold on. Inform Salah.
Inform Salah.
Inform Salah is the best right wing of the Premier League scene.
Okay.
Cool. So leave that one alone.
So someone would say, there's people out there saying he's better than Mahrez.
No way.
The arguments I have, people have tried to match Foden. He's proved that he's at least leveled with Foden. At least.
Lads, I want to keep this to England, lads. I'm sorry. We're going to do this throughout the season. I'm sorry.
No, that's fair.
I want to ask, did that game, because the England-France third place bronze medal game, did that save England?
No.
Blushes.
If they don't save the face, but it's
no.
A
you don't think?
Prize,
no.
It's a loser's final.
It was a good result, innit? You can't. Fair enough. You can say it. Don't matter.
France did not care, bro.
No, they didn't care.
On paper,
they did not. France didn't give a damn. The only reason France decided to switch it on is because it was about to get embarrassing.
Yeah.
They just said, you know what? We can't have a 6-0 on our World Cup thing. Let's turn this
lads,
up.
Lads, man, come on, like. Don't make me hate you, man.
Why?
like to, do you know, to play at the highest level? Like you see them players, them French players, it'd be like a me and Lippy thing. We step onto a pitch in Tottenham and we'll act like it's the World Cup final. We just want to beat each other. Oh, that's mad.
In a
football game.
But what I'm trying to say is...
So these guys, they don't walk onto a pitch with their national colours on, with a badge, and sack it off.
They're heartbroken though, bro.
I understand, but England were heartbroken.
Agreed.
England travelled more than them around the US.
But like what he said,
go on.
England overachieved. France was supposed to.
England
are the fourth best in the world and they finished third.
That's overachieving.
Come on, man. Come on. But boys, obviously, you drive around with England flag, so let's focus on the positives, right? England scored 20 goals this tournament. That's their highest ever.
Previously, the most they scored is 13 in 1998 and 2022.
Oh, okay.
Bellingham finished the tournament's third highest goal scorer with 7, the most scored by an Englishman in any World Cup tournament.
Put respect on his name.
Can I say something?
Yeah, I got to speak about that.
See Bellingham, yeah?
Before you say that, can we ask you the question?
Oh, hell yeah.
Future England captain?
Yeah.
Okay.
See Bellingham, yeah? I thought, don't get me wrong, I wasn't taking nothing away from him.
Yes, you was.
I wasn't. I knew he was a good player, yeah? But see this World Cup, he took it up a level. I'll be real. He's cold.
He's very cold.
Do you know what it is? He's just maybe not pleasing on the eye. Yeah,
like Salah,
but he is going to get the bro.
He's more pleasing
okay,
than
one sec. Bellingham playing in a 10 year, it's not your typical type of 10.
It's not, don't look pretty.
It's not flaring.
Don't look I still want
but
playing.
He gets the job done. I'll be real.
You know,
he
reminds me
is
of,
cold. It's like ice cold. Yeah.
And I think he's probably got more. He has got more to his game, but he's on some Kaká stuff, bruv. He is on some
more
Kaká.
To his game than Kaká
because he can play eight. He can play deeper.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, in
he
that
definitely
term,
got the culture. Yeah.
I thought you meant in 10.
Listen.
You just said more to his game.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all you said, and that's all I can respond to. So I did listen. Like, I did listen to you, bro. I did. I just responded to what you said.
Yeah, but
he's definitely a big game player, though.
Anyway. Definitely a big game player. Any more to say about
future England Jude? Captain? I have a little bit of disagreement on that. It's not because of talent or leadership. I just don't want a brother to have that responsibility. Give it to Rice. He's media trained. Not that Jude ain't. I think Jude is very media trained, but he's probably better for that job.
Sets him up to foul.
Huh?
Sets him up to foul.
Yeah.
What if Mourinho gives him the captaincy at Real? Does that make a difference?
They will never do that. Because they just...
I can't. A black Englishman, no way.
Nah,
I can see that.
What are those Spanish kids with there?
Who? They ain't got
Bellingham.
The captain this season probably will get...
Valverde.
For now.
He's going to be a Spanish speaking. It's always going to be a Spanish speaking somebody, yeah? That's their first language.
Yeah, because that's what that Argentinian kid said. When they beat, he's saying, loser.
I have to pull him up. Yeah.
That's what he said.
They're
thinking about giving Jude a red card for that, you know?
Yeah, they're trying to, FIFA thinking about banning
him. They're thinking they're going to have a decision on decisions tonight, I think. And they're going to might give Jude a red card. They gave that Paredes and Enzo. Enzo got another red card.
Is it? Did Enzo come on?
Final.
Did he come on and go mad?
He got sent off, and then after he came back and done something.
Because he held his hand over his mouth on that. Yeah. Messi done a hand over his mouth.
Cucurella done it to Messi. Hand over his mouth. Messi tried to snitch.
It was just a quick. He went to do it.
You can't do it.
He done it.
Please.
You know when you hit your little brother.
Did you see what Cucurella said?
What did he say?
Messi asks, "What's wrong with my man?" Cucurella said he's hurt his mouth. He's gone like this.
No way.
Messi's gone, oh my days.
He was like,
that's why Cucurella was like, yo.
He weren't covering his mouth.
He literally went like that.
Cucurella said, what are you doing? Hey,
What do we think? Because I look at Messi, don't get it twisted. I'm like, Lippy. if I see Messi, I'll be like, yo, he's Bridgens and all of that. But I'm going to say that now.
I think
he's a bit like evil. An evil.
But he's not like bad, mad, badness evil. It's that little worm evil.
Yes, yeah.
He's not going down alone. Teacher's pet, not going down alone. He said it as well.
I think it was deeper than that. I think it's one of them ones he'd be like, don't let that guy in. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, 100%. Them man there. Them horrible. Man there. Like,
I don't think that's him, you know.
No, it might not be. It might not be. And if I see him, I'm still going to.
Messi's just like, you trouble him, innit? He just goes about his own business, bro. Did you see how he walks, man?
He's got soldiers in that. He's got the fallen in them man there.
Soldiers.
He's got the fallen in them man there. That,
that's
he's
it.
Got sent
you know what it is?
Yeah.
It's because he's in this. Is, I might be wrong. He's, well, it's two things I was going to say.
Yeah, I know you're not going to say your stupidness.
No, I was going to say.
You are.
It's because he knows he lets things slide. Because imagine you go, if you're at dinner and there's a mob boss eating, yeah, which I've eaten with mob boss. I was just in New Jersey. Big up. I can't even say, obviously, on the run.
in New Jersey.
FBI, mad thing, right? Trust me, I was with him. I've got photos on my phone right now. Yeah, with the dates, everything, trust me.
Trying to get a cane.
You know, like that.
Right. But anyway, if you're at a table with a mob boss and someone comes and does a madness to him, they're not dealing with it now. They'll be like, they'll take a note.
That's what Messi's on.
And Messi's on that.
He's on a boss
thing. He's on a deeper thing.
Absolutely, but I believe he's not always been that. I believe everyone around him How you see, like, when he gets fouled and right, and just the way everyone goes, push that player over. Yeah. Da, da, da.
Crazy.
He don't even know. Now he clocks. You see, like, even how they wait in that. Did you see Ronaldo when he thought the team was waiting for him? And he goes, let's go, boys. And he runs out to the pitch and no one follows him. And he's got to turn back.
Bro, it's been like that at least 10, 15 years for him, though.
But you see Messi.
Yeah,
it's been like that for 10, 15 years. They all let him know, don't worry, you're the big man. You know, imagine it's like that. The whole end says, Lippi, we're on your side.
You have to remember.
He's on the Messiah.
You have to remember Messi, even when he was the big man, but even when he was Mr. Barcelona, he couldn't be. Xavi, Iniesta, they were all still there.
Puyol.
So even though he was the guy, he still had to have that.
Manners.
You see the second, the last
of that,
like,
generation,
Barca OG cut. That's when this Messi was created.
Because he's the last one.
Because remember, he's
though,
he's got. He's seeing Rakitic and all these guys. Mm. He's seeing them as disposable. He's saying Iniesta, Xavi, these are the only guys that are like non-changeable. Mm. Yeah, bro. All you guys, don't you remember
Alaba.
The player turnover at Barca after these men cut? Bro, it was fast, bro.
Yeah.
It's the second you made a mistake at Barca,
on,
you were out. That was
Andre Gomes, the one at Everton. They copped him big money. One mistake and then El Clasico.
If it messed him, get rid of him.
Not like that.
But if you're not good enough,
I'll phase you out.
Messi didn't like you, bro.
Phase you out quick. Yeah.
So talking of that, this is a clean transition, you know, because there's another guy probably has that amount of power, not at Madrid, but he had it at Paris.
Well, I'm hearing he's got some power at Madrid.
Is it? And we're talking about Mbappe, right? So I want to ask you, Mbappe bags 10. The first player since Muller, 1970.
Gerd Muller.
To bag double figures at a World Cup tournament and only the fourth time in the competition's history.
Elite, man.
He's also the first ever black player. I'm joking. He's also the first player to achieve back-to-back golden boots at World Cups.
No way. That's not even R9.
Cold.
22 World Cup games, 22 World Cup goals. World Cup top goal scorer
ever
that's the and record. At the one that's just gone. The closest player to him is very unlikely to be at the next World Cup, which is Messi with 21. And if he is there, let's have it right. He's going to probably couple struggle penalties. But I'll be honest, before man even go on, I genuinely think this is, he's like one of the most disrespected players of
absolutely.
All time.
Mbappe?
Yeah, like
absolutely.
The distance of him and the second best player in the world is, I don't even know.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Lamal.
The guy that's, I'm going to do a loose statement. Is he the?
Yeah.
What ability? Just not what they've won.
On performance
now,
right
that's
now.
Who you are as a footballer.
I think even just ability, anything. No one is near him for me.
No one's near him, but second best.
And if you say my statement right now, it's probably more Rilla than my one. Yeah. Look at this guy.
Boys, let me ask you this. In terms of age, the only realistic people to catch him would probably be Bellingham, 8. And Haaland, who's got 7 this tournament, and even that
22,
would be,
bro.
Even that would be unrealistic, right?
It's not even that. One, he has 22 now.
He's going to be at least 2 World Cups. He's got at least 2.
Let me ask the man him. So are we disregarding Olise's season and Dembele and that?
No, but we're talking about Mbappe.
Whoa, what about this? Who can catch him?
But this is where people go wrong. Bro, you're talking about Elise and Dembele. Mbappe has been doing it since he's 19, bro. He is a bad boy. Like, man keep putting, like, trying to put players next to him.
Yeah.
There's nobody next to him. There's nobody.
As a striker, only Haaland
bro,
can chat to him.
Okay, what's this? One sec. What's
yeah,
this?
And not as a player,
I'm closer to Haaland than Haaland is to Mbappe.
Let me tell you this.
Mbappe.
Yes.
Mbappe is the best striker in the world. And he's not even a striker.
Yeah. No, he's not. He's not a nine.
No, he's not.
He is a winger. But he's the best nine in the world.
Is it boys though?
I'm saying he's a hybrid nine.
So who can catch him? That's the question I asked you.
No one.
What about World Cup, by the way?
Well, the problem with the World Cup.
You just never know though.
Before this World Cup started, the record was what, 17? My man has scored 10. In one
and that
World
shows you where
Cup.
Football's at, by the way.
I said all those records. Remember, I said it. All these young players are gonna turn over Pele's records, Muller, Van Basten. All these records are gonna get kicked.
Hang on, stop. The records are Messi and Ronaldo.
Messi was fifth with 13 before the tournament.
So, what records you're on about? Just
so Mbappe weren't even on the list. He weren't even on the list. So in one tournament, he's gone from nowhere to first.
I called it though.
Harold's thing, Haaland.
25.
And Mbappe's what?
27, 28.
It's not happening, bro.
No,
but it's not
happening. But if anyone could,
he won't get far enough.
You know what you need to understand?
Remember, Mbappe gets to the end every time. That's why.
Because Mbappe will turn up to the next World Cup with some new French youths for no reason.
That we don't even know about.
Libby, it's going to turn up with them same ones and they're going to
be mid-20s
now and it's going to get dark.
They're going to be late 20s, 28s. They didn't get dark this year. They get dark against England.
Nah, but that's what I'm saying. Because the players that... They have players that are good but are still kind of holding them back, if you're being honest. Rabiot, Tchouaméni.
Nah, Rabiot cold.
I told man about Cherki. Can man give me my bad about Cherki?
In what sense?
Two seconds. He's a moaning youth.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it affects him. That's all. I always thought
he's going to fuck himself up.
Let Zidane get this job. You're going to see a whole... He's got a defo. Ryan Cherki is going to play in that team.
But do you, as much as you say that, do you think Zidane will have him doing that?
He's going to play in the team.
He'll f*** him off.
He's going to have Elise on the
right. He'll tell him, cut. No, he won't. Dembele has got that. He's going to tell him, chill until these men get older. You'll get the chance. He's a youth. But it's Elise, Dembele. If anything, Cherki should learn to play on the left, bro. That left-hand side's a bit.
But, Doué,
I think Shoki's gonna. With Zidane,
I like Doué, but the sickest thing is, I think Doué is a better player than Barcola.
Barcola's more effective.
But I
said Barcola's world class the other day. Never.
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 No, he's not.
Sorry, not yet.
Doué's probably closer to world class than Barcola.
I don't know. I'm not gonna lie. Barcola's world class.
No, so
Barcola's world class.
You would say, yeah.
He has to.
He's a world class left winger.
Boys, let me say something, man, because you lot have had a lot to say. He's been ad-libbing. You've been going crazy, moving at your chair. Stay within the camera, please.
bro.
But what I was going to say is, boys, for these records to get beat, and we talk of Pele, we talk of Mbappe, 18, getting in the team, starting. Like, you have to get someone like that. Someone that starts at 17 in a Brazil or a France or a Spain.
Holland.
That always gets Holland, don't do shit. Man, we've had this argument. Yeah, there you go. Holland are hit World Cup team. But they've got to be one of these teams that gets to the final probably at 17, you're going to probably get to a World Cup final, or you're going to be in about four World Cups. You've got to get to the three of the finals to be and score in every round to be able to compete with Mbappe.
I'm not sure. Can I say why I'm not sure?
I know. Me and you're on the same page. I know.
I'm not sure. Because this current World Cup has more games than any World Cup.
Yeah.
And they're already considering extending the next one because of the success of this one. Sorry. They're already considering extending the next one because of how successful this
is. So this is what I'm saying, bro. Like,
so with more games,
more chances. Guess what else they're getting, Bean? They're getting hydration breaks.
I think that was just this World Cup. That was just this one.
Come on, we was in Miami,
what I'm saying is they get... We was there.
It's hot, bro.
But Dallas wasn't.
Yeah, Boston, but Miami
Boston
was.
Wasn't.
But they no,
all right.
To,
anyway,
can I have one rule for one part of it and not
I'm
for the
saying,
other?
I'm just saying their help, brother.
I don't
even they played
help.
In Mexico in 1970. It wasn't hot.
Yeah, but that's
Mamba Clark, man.
I'm saying, see that 17-year-old, yeah. That might be in the next generation of football. That can't happen anytime soon. Not within the next two.
We don't think they'll allow 17-year-olds.
Just looking at all these teams now, they've got top strikers. Mm. A 17-year-old. Can you imagine a 17-year-old going now and taking Mbappe's spot? It's not going to happen.
Boy, did you? All right, so let me ask you this: when Mbappe come into the team,
not going to happen.
Who was the striker for France? Not Henri.
Giroud.
No,
Giroud.
Giroud, the record goal scorer. For France, and Mbappe come and take him.
Complete different style of play, and
it might be a difference. There might be a Haaland that comes for France, and they want that.
Yeah, you don't take Haaland.
Because by the way, do you know Mbappe's, and not only that, Mbappe's done all of this when he's been dropped, when he's been victimized, when he's been hated on. They would have loved for a young player to come through and take his place. You know,
I don't think France feels how the rest of the world feels. They embrace it at home.
Black France.
No, they don't. Have you seen
bro, France is divided, G.
It's all to do with Macron. It's always with him.
See, when you get up there, it's different.
Bro,
but you see,
nah,
you see, you see normal France. You see normal people in France. I'm not talking about up there.
My cousin Genevieve is from France, lives there, political, lives in Lyon, right? And she told me it was all in their papers. They hate Mbappe. But anyway, listen, remember to hype. Like, comment, and subscribe. It's good to be back, boys. Anything else you want to say before we go? Doesn't matter what you gotta say. End the show, Greg.